Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
The wheels on the bus go round and round, round and round, round and round. The wheels on the bus go round and round. Joe's talking to Dre. Boom! Back to school.
That's the school?
Hi, I'm Joe.
And I'm Lauren.
And we are
the Narrow Nerds. Yes, that was on time.
I feel pretty good. I feel pretty good about that. Welcome to the Neuro Nerds. And as always, I'm getting ready to start an amazing episode, very special episode, like I say all the time, but this is actually like super extra special, you know? So it's just a me episode. It's a Joe centric episode because Lauren isn't available to record today, but who I'm speaking with is a very special person that's very close to my cold, dead heart. My very good friend, Andrea. Andrea, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much. Happy to be here.
I'm so happy. What makes it really, really special is I met you randomly. It was like...
Yes, completely.
It was meant to be. It was meant to be.
Yeah, it was a meet cute.
I was emceeing an event that coincides with like the Rose Parade down here, and you just so happened to like show up with your mom to kind of check out what was going on. And then randomly we just started talking about stuff. And you're like, oh, wait a minute. I mentioned I did a podcast about my stroke and your mom was like, oh, my daughter had a stroke. I was like, get out of here. And then we, of course, became instant family. We hung out. We started talking. And I found out not only are you a fellow stroke survivor, but you're amazing.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, wouldn't it be weird if I was like, and I also found out that you were super boring. No. Yeah. That would, but that was about a year ago, wasn't it?
December.
It was December. God, it was that. Yeah. Wow.
So almost a little more than half a year.
Wow, but that's crazy. Because you want to know what's funny? I feel like I've known you a lot longer than that. Does that make any sense?
That's what I was going to say. I feel like I've known you for a lifetime.
Yeah, yes. Yeah, see, we're because we're bonded by stroke, family by choice.
Yes, exactly.
Also, cool people are just like, you know, drawn to each other. And we are, yeah. I gotta tell you, we are very cool people.
Oh, the coolest.
So you had a very interesting stroke. Not that like strokes are like boring. All of them are really interesting.
Oh, yeah. You know, run of the mill.
You had a stroke at a very young age.
Yes, I did. I had one when I was 3.5 years old.
Wow. Oh, my God. Dre. Yeah. So young. So young. And I remember that just touched me. You know, it was like, because I struggled as an adult. I'm a grown ass man, you know, when I had my stroke. And I just understood the isolation and the confusion. And I remember when I first, like, inside, I was crying. I was like just in tears. Just thinking about what you must have gone through, because I struggled so much as an adult, and you're like a real life superhero, a very tiny superhero,
very tiny, under 5'1".
You are tiny. I haven't seen you in so long.
I just measured myself the other day. I am 5'11.09.
Wait, so did you measure yourself with a ruler? Get it?
I don't know how. I just I guess. I took one of those little measuring cups that I give you with a bottle of medicine.
That's brilliant. I love that. Oh man. So like we're in the middle of like back to school time. And yeah. So I had questions. I had young stroke survivor questions. Being an old stroke survivor. So when you
but still young at heart.
Oh yes, yes. I am very immature. So that balances me out, right? You know?
Right.
So going to school post stroke, was that difficult for you?
Actually, so I, my first day of kindergarten, I went with braces on both of my legs. So I didn't know life basically without my stroke. All I have in my Rolodex is a few ballet classes. I was, because my family traveled Southeast Asia before my stroke. So I remember growing up in hotels and riding on service elevators and going down like hotel hallways. But that was it. I didn't know how to interact with kids my own age and tell them I had a stroke because that was the only reality I had.
Wow. That's. Were kids cool or were kids dicks? Because I kind of say it every other episode. Kids are dicks.
Yeah, I mean, it's half and half. Like half of the time, they didn't know what an aneurysm was. They didn't know what a disability was. They're just like, oh, they're different. They're limping or whatever. And would treat me the same. Other times, you know, kids wouldn't understand and it would scare them.
Right.
So they still wouldn't know, but they took the opposite reaction and kind of like just stayed away or thought, oh, she's just weird. I don't want to talk to her or play with her.
What? You dick kids. See, kids are dicks.
Yeah.
So post-stroke, tell us a little bit about your deficits post-stroke.
My left hemisphere was affected, meaning the right side of my body was affected. So actually, I had my brain aneurysm like at first as I was coming back from ballet class. So ballet is something I couldn't do post-stroke. It's not something that I couldn't physically do, but like it was challenging.
Right.
So anything physical, dancing, playing sports, while other kids were, you know, joining soccer teams and going to summer camp, I was in therapy. I would go on hospital visits. But the good thing about having it when I was a kid was I didn't really know the difference. Kids are resilient in the way that they make the best of whatever situation they're in. And I saw the hospital as my own playground. I was blessed enough to be treated at Children's Hospital Los Angeles, and they truly put the kids and the families first. They make sure they're not scared. They make sure they're in a safe, loving, fun environment. So the nurses were my friends. Doctors were my teachers. Therapists were just, you know, buddies I'd get to like goof off with, as well as, you know, do actual therapy with. But yeah, anything physical was kind of on the back burner for me. It's like if I really wanted to do it, we would have to make accommodations. There was a pair of tricycles at my elementary school, and the principal at the time was a very sweet old lady, and her husband was a handyman. So he actually kind of like made a makeshift strap for me for my foot that would come on and off the trike when it was my turn.
That's so cool.
That was really heartwarming.
That really is. That warmed my cold, dead heart. That's so beautiful.
Yeah.
So that's amazing. You're such a warrior, you know. So I really I feel this and I mean this when I say that me personally, going through this as a grown-ass man, that's already been established. I wasn't sure I was going to be able to do this, you know? It was just like mentally, it was so much. The overstimulation, the anxiety, the depression, the feeling of overwhelmed with like just the most basic things in my day to days. I was like, I don't know if I'm going to be able to do this. That's as a grown ass man. You were doing this as a child, you know, like it blows me away. You're such a warrior queen. You know what I mean? I look up to you, not physically, because also been established that you're very short.
That has been established. Thank you.
but I do. I'm actually inspired by your fight. You know, there's sometimes it's hard as a survivor to compare. You compare all the time. Like I do to what I used to be. Other people. I'm doing the quote fingers. The normies, what the normal people do, like, you know, I compare like, I wish I was able to do that. Or I used to be able to do this. And that's the negative side. The good comparison is like you, I compare myself to you. Like I'm struggling so bad and I'm looking at you and I'm like, wow, you know what? Andrea did it. And she was a child. What am I complaining about? You know, so you've actually, without even knowing it, have inspired me tremendously. Just by being as awesome as you are. And I appreciate the heck out of you, you know?
That warms me too.
Oh, your cold dead heart. This is awesome. But I think it's so beautiful. When we first met and we just sat down, I remember it was after the event and everybody was kind of clearing out. We just sat up on stage and we just sat. We sat there for hours.
It was just
such a beautiful moment. Your mother, who's just an incredible person, I love her dearly. I hope she's doing well. It was just so nice. And Andrea, you little rock star. I stress little.
Stop.
You're like, no, stop. Stop, Joe. Really? Stop. let me ask you a question. Did you, everybody has that weird struggle in junior high and high school with like, just kind of becoming the person that they are. You're becoming an adult, you know, you're trying to figure out who you are as a human being. Did you have a difficult time in that transition from child to like young adult?
150%. I mean, like, so on a basic level, you have that, oh my gosh, my body's going through changes. I'm liking boys. Like, what is school? Like, now I have to think about college.
Yeah, like, stay away from boys.
That was the opposite. But so there was that on a basic level. But then I had the, oh my gosh, people are like doing these things, like going out and driving, things I can't do. And then on another layer, which a lot of disabled people might not have the privilege of experiencing. I was also doing the spokesperson work for Children's Hospital and Children's Miracle Network, as well as, you know, using it as a platform when I would do my speech and debate talks in high school and thinking about how I could extend my reach far beyond, you know, like my capacity as a child when I grow older. Shameless plug for what I'm doing now, but that'll come later.
Which is amazing. Love it.
Thank you.
Audible is offering our listeners a free audiobook with a 30-day trial membership. As a brain injury or a stroke survivor like myself, it's hard for me to get through reading books due to my injury. But with Audible, I can now enjoy as many books as I want just by listening. Before I started using Audible, I was having trouble reading my brain buddy Mimi Hayes' book, I'll Be Okay, It's Just a Hole in My Head. But once it popped up on Audible, I immediately put it on my wish list. Read Mimi's book with us. That's right, the Neuro Nerds are forming a book club. What a great way for our brain injury survivor community to read books together.
And even if you don't want to read the book we're reading, with this free trial, you can select any book of your choice for free. Go to audibletrial.com/theneuronerds.
Boom!
Boom!
So, it was definitely difficult. And especially in PE class, because when you're a kid, like, people kind of like give you pass. It's like, oh, they can't quite get their balance right, or not all kids are good at sports. But when you have to do these evaluations or like standardized drills, and you see just how much you're limited, mm-hmm. it's kind of, it hits you in a very sensitive way.
Oh, yeah.
I remember.
I'm sure the emotions were running high.
Yeah. I almost cried a couple of times, but I was like, I'm in public. I'm at school. Don't cry.
Right, right. Suck it up, champ. No, exactly. I'm an emotional being. I cry at commercials, Andrea. Yeah. So, I mean, I would have been in tears.
I mean, we cried the first hour we knew each other.
We did. It was so beautiful, though. Like, it really was.
It was.
Like,
you're a member
of my family, and I love you dearly. You know, that was such a amazing moment in time. And just hearing your story, you know, just again, I cannot be more inspired with your fight. You know what I mean? And mm-hmm. not only that, like, most of us survivors, at a certain point, we're like, yeah, how can I help others? You've been doing that your entire life.
Thank you.
That's such a beautiful thing.
Yeah, it is really beautiful, because I was kind of handpicked, like, not to brag, I swear,
brag, do that. Be arrogant. Be like, yeah, by the way, guys, I'm awesome.
I mean, I am, but like, I'm not trying to make it seem like I'm rubbing it in people's faces. Okay, start over. So, like, I was literally asked by someone as Children's Miracle Network, which is the umbrella company for children's hospitals nationwide and in Canada. Like, it's like, hey, you're good at speaking. Do you want to come with me? And then they just kind of like lure me, kind of like Hansel and Gretel with the breadcrumbs.
This sounds ominous.
a little bit. A little predatory. No, I'm kidding. It was completely consensual. Like, I loved every moment of it, and I wouldn't give up my childhood birthing. So I just grew up public speaking, and so it kind of became a part of me, like my personal identity, who I am. So, yeah, it's something that comes very natural to me, and something that, like, as a disabled person, it's like, why would you not try to help other people in your community?
Right, right. And that's what I love about our community. Everyone is so helpful. Like, it blows my mind. Okay, so kids, dicks. That's been established. Most people, they're not the nicest people in the world. We live in a very strange world right now. Our community and dealing with the people who have gone through what we've gone through, it gives me faith in humanity. You know,
yes,
because yes. All we want to do is genuinely help others, you know, like along their way through this like really strange brand new world that we woke up into, you know, post brain mm-hmm. injury.
Yeah.
Oh, so I want you to jump on board with me, because I bitch about this all the time. So you and I technically had an acquired brain injury, right?
Yes.
Okay. Not a traumatic brain injury, because the traumatic brain injury is from an impact or an accident.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
Our acquired brain injury. Don't you feel it's pretty traumatic?
Yeah. If I was older and I knew what happened to me, like at an age where I was more aware of things, like, I'm sure I would go through a whole lot more.
Yeah. So I think we should, we need to change the conversation. It's not just acquired brain injury and traumatic. I think we acquired our traumatic brain injury. I think that's how it should be laid out, because this is very traumatic.
Yeah, absolutely. Because speaking again on like growing up, like, I remember crying countless nights in high school because I couldn't do things. Like, I wasn't able to like go out and be with the other kids, simply because, like, oh, I can't like properly defend myself physically. Mm-hmm. And like, I can get myself out of places safely because I can drive myself, or just things like, oh, I don't look as good as Sally in like the pink dress.
Oh, you know what?
I can
fuck Sally. You know what I heard about Sally? I heard she's a whore. So don't worry about that. You don't want to look like Sally.
Isn't this like a wholesome family program, Joe?
No, curse away. It's all good.
Oh my God.
Especially if we're going to talk about that whore, Sally.
Yeah, I mean, it's a good thing I don't actually know Sally, so.
No, that's hard. You know, that's definitely hard because you're amongst your peers, and all you want to do, especially in school, is fit in, you know?
Yeah.
And to not feel like, you know, I'm just like everybody, like that really must have been hard. But
yeah,
you know, you're tough. And I say this a lot to other survivors who always question why me. The why me is because we can handle it, you know?
Yeah, no, exactly. And that started for me at middle school, and I struggled with it in high school. Like I said, like I cried and had my bouts and everything. But because of that, I kind of like made my own, like I crafted my own like image of myself. And I said, you know what? I'm different, but I'd rather be different than cookie cutter like everyone else.
Absolutely. Damn right. You know, you're uniquely you, and that's amazing, you know?
Yeah.
And that's why I love you. That's why you're amazing. You're also, that's what makes you a warrior princess. No, not warrior princess, warrior queen.
Queen.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah. Quain, like Q-U-W, like Quain.
No.
I'm trying to be hip and cool like the kids.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Your time has passed. Age gracefully.
No.
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 I refuse.
There's nothing graceful about my age. It's kind of, it's abrupt, abrasive, jagged.
Oh my God. Kicking and screaming. No.
Oh man. So let me ask you guys. So about school, did you enjoy your time in school?
Yes.
I love that you said it that way.
I mean, okay. On top of like being disabled and being a girl and everything, I was also Asian. Mm-hmm. I am.
I was Asian. I'm not any longer. I've grown out of my Asian.
Yeah, that alphabet. No.
Yeah, I'm not sure if Asian. You know this, but Asian people at over age 20 turn into Caucasians. Strange.
Oh my God.
It's a little known fact.
No. Oh my gosh. No. Please. No. So I like grew up with the Asian standards of like, okay, you have to get good grades. There is no alternative. So
That's so real.
That is super real.
So I grew up in California, right? So
yeah.
There's every school I went to was predominantly Asian. You know, like where I was, like in LA, I went to John High School, to King Junior High School. So it was like Spanish, Asian. That's about it. That was the demographic.
Yeah.
So
yep.
I understand 1,000%.
Yes. So I was good at school. I made friends with like my fellow Asians, and the high school I went to was not predominantly Asian. I mean, it did kind of get more so as I was leaving, and I was like, right, now you decide to add more. And that's the same thing with my elementary school experience as well. It was mostly Hispanics, Blacks, and then like me and like five other Asians.
That's hilarious.
So we kind of like grouped together. And like, I had a good time with them. Like we bonded, of course, through a shared life experience. Mm-hmm. It was hard because like the majority I couldn't necessarily relate to. I mean, you can relate on a shallow level on like pop culture and stuff, but then like deeper cultural things is like, you get to go out on school nights? Like, what do you mean you don't do homework as soon as you get home?
What's a video game?
Exactly. But like also add that with like the whole brain aneurysm, survivor, disability, like that life experience, no one knows about.
It's so hard. So me, I think we talked about it. I don't know, because I had a brain injury. So I it was hard to find other people like me, other young brain injury survivors. So like I went to physical therapy and all the people there were in their, you know, 50s, 60s and 70s. And it's like, all right, cool. Not in a bad way. It's kind of supposed to happen to you.
It's just like, it's supposed to happen to you. Yeah, so
it wasn't until I met my co-host Lauren where I was like, oh, you're like, you understand what I'm saying. Like you're not just, oh yeah, that sucks. You're like, oh, that sucks because I go through it, you know? And it's a special language that we speak. You know, like we immediately know what we go through. Like when you said, you know, even the not fitting in. Yeah, I understand the difference of not fitting in because you're in high school. And I also understand not fitting in because like mentally you just can't relate to the other people. Like I get that.
Or it's more like they can't relate to you. It's
these normies. That's my nickname for people without a brain injury. Yeah. Normies. Yeah, these darn normies.
Yeah, like I don't, it's so weird. But I never felt that they can relate to me because like when you said like I can't relate to them, that sounds more negative than they can't relate to me. Like, do you know what I mean?
Well, it's because I'm amazing and they're terrible. No? Is that too much?
Kind of? No. Like it's along the same vein. It's like I have more life experience than them.
It's the cheat code.
It's the
cheat code that we have. Like they're worried about like insignificant things that don't really matter. We're on this other like mental plane where it's like, we almost died. Right.
Exactly. So
I don't really care about this little spat that you're having with this other person. They said this, they did that. Like all that stuff doesn't matter. So it's hard to get caught up in that where other people are like, this is everything right now. You know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly. That was, kind of exactly my point.
You're an evolved person.
Thank you.
Thank you to our amazing community on Patreon for supporting this podcast.
You can support us too and get different perks and gifts depending on which Neuro Jedi tier you sign up for. For example, if you're on our Neuro Padawan $5 tier, then you're probably listening to this episode a day early before its public release.
Your support helps us grow and continue to create this podcast. Plus, a portion of the proceeds go to a different cause or individual in the brain injury survivor community each month. Sign up at patreon.com/theneuronerds.
And again, I'm like, not to toot my own horn, but I guess I am. My type of aneurysm, 9 out of 10 won't survive.
Oh my God. See, we're twinsies.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, so the mortality rate for my type of stroke, the hemorrhagic stroke that I had, is very high. Mm-hmm. So actually, you're more rare than I am. I'm like basically 1 in 4. So 3 out of 4 people die from what I had. You're 9 out of 10 people. That's insane.
Yeah. So statistically, like most people won't relate just because of numbers alone, but also like what you said, most people my age don't have a stroke. That's reserved for like people in their 60s, 70s and beyond.
Right. Right.
Yeah.
That's so crazy. It still blows my mind. So I, you were a baby, so you didn't know. Yeah. Again, grown ass man. I didn't know what a stroke was until I had one. The education for stroke is so thin out there. And the more people that I talk to about it, the more and more I understand. The majority of the world doesn't understand what a stroke is. A lot of people think a stroke is a heart attack.
Oh,
that's what I thought. I was like, oh, old people have strokes. It's a heart attack.
Yeah.
And I'm like, well, no, like the reality is it's a heart attack for your brain. You know what I mean? It's when oxygen stops going to your brain is the stroke. It's so funny. So that's why I think like education is key. So like we all need to, we don't joke, but we talk all the time. You know, all the pamphlets they hand out at hospitals for like strokes, they're all old people.
Yeah.
That needs to change.
Yeah,
it does. Because yes, like that it's very high risk when you hit a certain age, like stroke is, like it happens at that age, but stroke can happen at any age, as proven by this conversation right now. I was in my 30s. You were 3. you were 3 years old. it still blows my mind.
Yeah.
Again, it turned you into a warrior queen.
Oh, thank
but
you.
Still, you were so, so young.
Yeah.
Ugh. Okay, so the aneurysm.
Yes.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Did you, it was just one? Did you have multiple?
No, it was just one. But the thing is, so it didn't fully burst. I mean, it did, but like my brain wasn't like over flooded with blood because I had an extra vein. And that's why I was misdiagnosed twice.
Oh.
Yeah. So when we went to my local hospital, they said like, oh, it's just a flu because I was fine. I was still playing. I was just, you know, a little irritated. Next time we went back, like I was dizzy. So they're like, oh, it's probably something more serious, but not too bad. And it wasn't until the third time when they did an MRI because I was having double vision and I was throwing up that then they were like, oh, this is what happened.
Wow. So you had an extra vein. You overachiever.
I was overprepared.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
That's amazing. So you're literally, you're a miracle. Oh, you know, like I'm sure you've been told that before.
Yeah.
And you literally are. And it's almost, it's not a miracle, but it was like a blessing how we met. I'm just so.
Absolutely. 100%.
It's just so cool. Like, it's just one of those things. That's just, wow. We were meant to meet. We were meant to talk.
If you enjoy listening to this podcast, please consider leaving us a 5-star review on the Apple Podcast app. Your reviews help us grow and reach more listeners like you.
Find us by searching for the NeuroNerds on the Apple Podcast app today. And by the way, so you know what's really cool?
What?
So I introduced you to a good friend of mine.
Yeah.
I had no idea that you guys have become really good friends.
Yeah.
She's awesome. My friend Bethany, friend of the show, who's also designed the NeuroNerds logo.
Mm-hmm.
And Bethany's been on an episode before. Yeah, you guys are like super homies. That made me so happy.
Yeah.
Can I also tell you what made me happy?
Okay.
Bethany was like, oh, Andrea, her mouth. Oh my God, the things that she says.
No!
I was like, I'm going to embarrass her.
I feel more betrayed by Beth because I'm just like, we are huge K-pop fanatics. So like we get each other, but like, I don't expect like, you to get like my level of crazy.
Oh no! You understand? I'm insane.
Okay, so. but like, it's a different type of language. Like we're both. This is the worst analogy. I apologize in advance. Like we're the same.
Hey, it's okay. I love bad analogies.
We're the same type of like Asian, but we're speaking different languages. It's like close, but not really.
So it's funny because Bethany is a massive K-pop fan.
Yeah.
And every time she comes in town, because Bethany lives, basically she lives in the mountains.
Yeah.
So when she comes down, she stays with us. And every time she's, Bethany's coming down. It's the first thing that pops into my head is, oh, what K-pop artist is in town? Because that's what she's here for. She's here for a K-pop concert.
It's true. Like, I mean. Yeah, like I know because we talk about this and she's told me stories about like when like you would ask her about like certain K-pop groups and whatever. And she actually tweeted something.
She's passionate about that.
Oh, yeah. I am the same, if not more. well, in a different capacity. But yeah, she actually tweeted something about like, you were playing some K-pop song while she was trying to work, and to be a brat, because you are, you turned it up.
What, me?
Yeah.
No.
Oh, because you're an angel.
I am an angel. Wait, I'm sorry. Let me move my halo to the side.
Oh my God.
Real quick. You know, I would never do anything like that. You know that.
Are your horns getting in the way? Is that it?
Yeah. It's those aren't sixes on the side of my head. They're nines.
Oh,
so
my
we're good.
Gosh.
We're good. You know, I'm a very mature person.
Oh,
I would never do anything.
Yeah.
Like that.
The classiest.
Okay. The classiest, the most humble human being you will ever meet.
Yeah. No foul words. Mouth thing
no.
ever. Nope.
So the look on Bethany's face when she was like, oh, Andrea, she's like, oh my God, things are shit. I was like, oh, not my innocent, not my sweet angel. Andrea. I was like, not my angel.
That's why I feel so betrayed.
So I, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to tell your mother.
Oh, please don't.
your mom's awesome. She is such a sweet support system. She is such a good person.
But she does not deserve this. I am her only child, Joe. Please.
I'm gonna tell her, and she's gonna be like, I brought you in this world. I'll take you out.
I'm actually serious. I just like there's a certain level of separation.
There's a certain amount of like a life that you have to live away from your parents. You know what I mean? There is. I respect that.
Okay.
For now.
Oh my gosh. I was waiting for the drop. I'm genuinely in fear right now.
No, I don't think Felice would let me do anything like that. You know, I'm also afraid of my girlfriend. So I mean,
okay,
there's that.
Okay. That's good.
She dyed her hair again recently.
Ooh.
It's like a purplish pinkish.
Oh my gosh.
Thing.
I think I saw that on her Instagram. Sorry. It's pretty
crazy. So I live vicariously through everybody's hair, seeing as how I'm a bald man.
Yes.
The only color I can have is like I have a little bit of platinum streaks in my beard. Oh yeah, those are just grays. Never mind.
Oh, okay. I'm like, did you actually?
No, man, I don't have any hair. I would have done so much more fun hair things. Oh, I did used to dye my hair all the time, though.
Oh, wow.
Maybe that's why I'm bald. I used to do it like in a bad way, with like peroxide. And yeah, it was just horrible. I did green, blue, all of the reds. Yeah.
You went through the whole like catalog of Gatorade flavors.
I absolutely did. I'll tell you, one of my favorites, strawberry blonde. It was kind of cool. You know? Yeah, I was killing it. I had horrible hair because I was never really taught what to do with my hair.
Oh, you poor thing. Yeah.
So, yeah. Oh, no, it was horrible. There's a poll that was going around. One of my brain buddies, Bridget, she swears I look like Fred Durst. It's embarrassing.
Don't kill me, but I don't know.
Dre, no. Come on, man. We're family. Why do you hate me? It's the picture, right? It's the picture when I had hair and I had like the douchebag goatee. Is it that one?
No, I don't know who Fred Durst is.
Oh, okay. So Fred Durst is the lead singer of Limp Bizkit.
Oh, that's why. That's not my scene.
It's no one's scene. But so there's a picture of me and I have hair and I have like this weird Guy Fieri goatee thing happening.
Oh my gosh.
It's like the douchebag levels are so high. You know when you're growing up, you have to figure out who you are.
Right.
I was figuring out who I was. Yeah. Turns out I'm not that guy.
Yeah.
Thank goodness for everybody that I am not that guy. So there's that. I've grown into my personality. I've grown into my skin. You know, I'm feeling pretty good about that.
Yeah. Okay. It only took you like 30 plus years.
Yeah. I'm still figuring it out, but
you know what? I'm proud of you though. You do you, Joe. You do you.
Oh, why? Thank you. See, you just made my day. And I think you're doing it at a protest too. Hey, I'm nice to Joe. He's not going to tell my mom.
I mean, okay. No, I was being genuinely nice. However, I would like to take that title as you have bestowed that on me. but no, like as, okay, I swear I'm not trying to sabotage your podcast. I'm not trying to take your title of host, but like tying it back into the whole, our community is better than yours. Cause it's kind of true.
Hashtag facts.
Yeah, like, people who already have obstacles, kind like the petty stuff, the jealousy doesn't really get in our way because we already know what it's like. So we really give others encouragement. And we know you're going through the same stuff, like if not a whole bunch more. So we're like, yes, you do you. You go. I'm proud of you.
Yeah. You know what? You just nailed it. Like you that is 100% what it is. There is no jealousy in our community.
Yeah.
If one of us succeeds, we all succeed.
Yeah, exactly.
There isn't, oh, wow, that person's doing this amazing thing. That's, I wish it isn't that. It's like, wow, that person is doing that amazing thing. That's amazing.
Yes.
You know?
Yeah.
That's what I love about Amelia Clark, what she's doing with Same You.
Yes. Oh my gosh, I love her.
It's so beautiful. Yeah, the mother of aneurysms.
Mm-hmm. The mother of aneurysm.
It's so beautiful. So I had a friend of the show, Thomas Mejia, mm-hmm. a good friend of mine. We did this great interview. It's one of my favorite podcasts
so
far.
He sounds so familiar.
He's a super cool dude. And he had three craniotomies. He had like three AVMs removed. Like it's crazy. He didn't realize, like, so he didn't have anybody to talk to, like, in our community.
Wow.
And so once I started talking to him and I was telling him about our community, like, you know, it's us, like it's this whole thing worldwide, all of us. He didn't know that community existed. And 20 minutes later, like after we had our conversation, he was like, how can I help? He's been alone going through this journey through recovery by himself for over a year. He just found out this community exists. And the first thing he says is, how can I help?
That's,
I think,
amazing.
That's so telling about us survivors. You know, we want to help one another. We want to share in this beauty of like our second chance. Does that make sense?
Yeah, absolutely. We're kind of like little nuggets of gold. Like you find, like, you know how you get an order of fries and you find that one curly fry. You want to like savor that. And you're gosh. We're kind of like that, because when we find each other, like out in the wild, we want to hold on to like that connection that we've made.
Absolutely. Like we have, you know, like, like you and I, like we are family. We became family instantly.
Yes.
Like, and I'm instantly. So happy. And I want that for everyone else, because there's so many people out there who feel alone and isolated. I don't want that.
Yeah.
I know how that feels. I want people to have this feeling that I have every time I hear your name, like a smile comes to my face.
Oh,
you know?
Thank
like,
you.
I mean that. Likewise. Like it's so, well, obviously I'm amazing, Andrea.
Yeah. I get my humility from you.
Exactly. We are the most humble people ever.
Like ever. Like Mother Teresa who?
Yeah, that's right, Joe and Andrea. It's Joe and Dre Day. So,
oh, yeah.
Thanks to our sponsor, Avid Technology, for providing us with the tools, or should I say, pro tools, to record, edit, and mix our podcast and get our message out clearly to the world.
Try Avid first to start recording today for free at avid.com/pro-tools.
Yay. So, speaking of going back to school, do you have any advice for any other young survivor out there who's just getting back into school?
Just do you. People are going to look regardless, whether it's out of, you know, curiosity or something a little less positive. Like, you can't control what they think, what they do, how they react, but you can control what you do and how you react. And that's something I learned the hard way. And hopefully, like, you know, you kind of take that and run with that and like remember that, because I wish I had when I was younger.
Oh, it's so beautiful what you just said. We can't control other people. You're right. We can only control how we react to them.
Yeah.
And if more of us did that, the world would be a much better place.
Yeah.
Instead of focusing on that person said this, I can't believe that person did this. It's like, yeah, that sucks. But you can't control that.
Yeah.
All you control is how you react. So if somebody wants to be mean and a jerk, understand it's not you. It's a reflection of them. They're miserable. They're sad. So sadly, they want to bring other people down to make them feel like they're on top. So don't allow that to happen. Just look at how sad it is that they have to be this way. You know,
yeah.
I pity those people.
Exactly. Or maybe they just don't know. There are a lot of reasons. Like, not everyone is out to get you, like, personally. But if you just accept that, they will find out someday and karma will, you know, do its thing, then you will be a lot less worrisome. You'll be a lot happier. Yeah.
Yeah. We're beautiful butterflies flying through the air, living our beautiful lives while those caterpillars are still crawling around in the dirt.
I mean, right? Yeah, kind of. Yeah. Yeah.
I like that. Yeah. Like that. Those jerk caterpillars.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, they're not jerks. They're just like, if anything, like having a brain injury or a stroke has given you, it's the gift of like foresight and just maturity.
It really does. You know, it really does. And it's how you attack it too. If you attack it being bitter and miserable and angry, you're not going to go anywhere. You're going to be stuck. If you look at this as a blessing, and I know it sounds crazy.
Yeah.
You know, some people, you've suffered physical deficits, right? Mm-hmm. People have suffered mental deficits. Me, I have short-term memory loss. I have tremors in my right hand. These things all suck. But it's all a blessing because I'm here.
Exactly.
I'm here to experience this conversation. I'm here to connect with all these beautiful people. That's what matters. It doesn't matter that I can't write like I used to. It doesn't matter that I keep on forgetting really important things. That sucks. It really does. But you know what's amazing? I'm talking to you right now. I'm able to do that.
Yes.
And that's such a beautiful thing. And I wish more of us would just focus on the blessings that we have as opposed to the deficits that we've encountered, you know?
Exactly. When you live with any kind of disability, you're kind of forced to look at your blessings. And it truly, truly is a blessing to have one. Because like I grew up thinking of something that could be devastating. And like what you said, it caused you and so many like others who've known life without a disability or without all these like ailments, like so many setbacks. But for me, it showed me the alternative, like the positives. Sure, I had my like fair share of like, you know, trauma and like depression and anxiety and all that stuff like caused by it. But it also showed me how beautiful it could make life, because I got to meet people like you. I got to see past all the pettiness. I got to see like, you know, the beautiful thing that like I could have not experienced all of this, but here I am. And here you are.
Damn right. Oh my God, Andrea, no joke. I am so inspired by you always. Like I really am. You're such a beautiful person. Thank you for, okay. So like, I'm going to, at some point, if you're cool, have you on again, but like, I want to do it in person if that's cool.
Does that work? Yes. Yes. Absolutely.
Yeah. So I can make fun of your height in person.
Wow. That just took a turn.
You know, it's the yin and yang of life, but I can't thank you enough. I can't stress to you how important you are to me and how close I just consider you a family member, you know, and
yes, absolutely.
How much love I have for both you and your mother. Your mother is just an amazing person. And I actually love to have both of you guys on the show and do a you-centric podcast. I think it would be beautiful to hear perspectives, you know, of a mother and a very young child and the fight till, you know, how you guys got here to dealing with this idiot on this show. So, Andrea, you beautiful human being.
Thank you so much. Oh my gosh. Same to you. Love you with all my heart.
I'm so happy that we connected because it was written in the stars.
It really was.
You guys are just amazing people. You guys are my people. And I look forward to obviously spending more time with you guys.
Absolutely.
I look forward to having you on the show in person. And I thank you so much for sharing a little bit of your story and, you know, being an inspiration, not just to me, but to all of the survivors out there.
Stop it.
I know. Joe's pretty amazing.
No, truly everyone in our community has such an amazing story. Everyone is unique.
Absolutely. You know, and we are all in this together. I say it all the time. We are all in this together. None of us have to do this alone. We don't, because we're all here for each other, you know? Are you a stroke or brain injury survivor looking for community and support? Well, the Neuro Nerds are here to help. Join our hashtag USORock Facebook group at facebook.com/groups/USORock to connect with other survivors like you.
Plus, read other inspirational brain injury survivor stories on Joe's blog at josorocks.com/USORock and submit your stories there as well. We want to hear them.
And remember,
you so rock.
All you have to do is reach out. And speaking of reaching out, you can reach out to Andrea at BallinAllDre on Instagram.
Hey.
And, you know, she'd be happy to connect. She's such a beautiful person. Aww, and obviously, she's super dope. You've heard her talk.
Yes, I have not been active on the timeline. Like, I haven't had a post since June, but I promise you, I am there. I will get the notification. Feel free to DM me. I love talking to people. I'm also, if I can
shameless plug.
I'm also a commissioner on the LA County Commission on Disabilities. So if you have any grievance, any concern, if you just want to shout out to how amazing we're doing because we're pretty cool, you're more than welcome to come to the Kenneth Hall of Administration in LA. We meet every third Thursday of the month at 1 p.m. on the third floor. Also reach out to me about that. I love talking about anything and everything. If you like K-pop, if you like Marvel DC stuff, if you like Harry Potter, like literally anything.
My co-host isn't here. She's out being amazing as she always is, but you can reach out to her at Lauren L. Manzano on Instagram. Follow me at JoSoRocks everywhere. Follow us, the Neuro Nerds, everywhere. Dre, I love you dearly.
I love
you.
You
are my
too.
Family. You are a huge part of this community. You are such a beautiful warrior queen. I thank you for being an inspiration and being just an amazing human being. And on that beautiful, emotional, lovely note, this Neuro Nerd is out. Boom.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.